This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Wednesday, November 4, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. Mineral Resources Minister Susan Shabangu said on Tuesday that the South African government had completed its review of the mining charter. Shabangu said at the annual general meeting of the Chamber of Mines, COM, that she was aware that the COM regarded the government's review of the charter as being unfair. She pledged to give the organization a chance to provide input prior to the document being finalized. When government, labor and business created the charter in 2004 as a transformation blueprint, it was agreed that its provisions of social and labor plans, skills development, employment equity, beneficiation and preferential procurement would be reviewed 5 years later. She said that no official process could be conclusive without all the stakeholders making their inputs. The board of Platinum Junior Wesizwe has asked the company's founding CEO Michael Solomon, as well as fellow director Robert Rainey, to step down with immediate effect. A terse stock exchange news service, SENS, announcement said that Wesizwe's current financial director would act as CEO until the board could appoint a suitable replacement. The SENS announcement added that Solomon and Rainey had given notice of their intention to challenge their removal as directors. Mining Weekly Online was unable to obtain a response from Wesizwe, nor was it possible to leave a message for Wesizwe chairperson Dr. Iraj Abedin. Wesizwe investor relations company College Hill also wouldn't comment. Also making headlines, three miners are confirmed dead after a Quebec mine accident. Vancouver-based Farallon Mining starts sniffing at acquisition prospects. Mirabella Nickel produces the first nickel concentrate at its Brazil mine. And Sundance Resources acquires a second drill rig to accelerate its exploration project. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.